Innisfail. Cameras at Centennial Park have led to the identification of a driver of an SUV who brazenly drove on grass and then on the parking lot with reveling friends straddling the vehicle's running boards. The incident on April 26 is the latest of several disturbing incidents of antisocial behavior that has been witnessed and reported at Centennial Park since last February. On May 3, Gary Leith, the town's manager of Fire and Protective Services, said one individual from a group of six youths involved in the ride has been identified and appropriate action has been taken. Through an investigation, we have been able to identify the registered owner and driver and potentially charge the driver. I can't discuss whether charges have been laid until it's before the courts, said Leith, adding the six involved in the park ride are young offenders, and the matter is being handled by peace officers in his department. It's currently under investigation. Our peace officers can enforce the Provincial Traffic Safety Act. The Alberton obtained a video of the incident but is not publishing it or screenshots, as all participating accused are believed to be minors and their identity is protected by the Federal Youth Criminal Justice Act. Leith said his department considers Centennial Park a high-priority area for local law enforcement. It has been for a number of years, he said, adding there are several types of ongoing enforcement actions underway, including bike patrols, as well as speed and traffic controls. We did install cameras in that area, and those cameras, certainly in this case and other cases, have led to the identification of individuals who are up to no good and led to enforcement actions against them, he said. They are providing a useful tool, so if citizens see activities going on there that they feel are in breach of our bylaws or provincial laws, they can ring us up and let us know that these activities are going on. As for future enforcement and monitoring at Centennial Park, Leith said the town will be utilizing a multi-disciplined approach. Obviously, we will continue to develop those plans in conjunction with enforcement, the community, council and the policing committee in how we can provide improvements into the events we occasionally see, said Leith, adding there are no issues with 99% of all community interactions in the park. But there are obviously times when they aren't good, and this is an example of that, and it's been dealt with effectively. In 2019, Town Council gave administration the green light to spend $8,000 on video security cameras to keep an eye on any potential antisocial behavior. Council and administration had been looking at the park security issue since a delegation presentation more than a year earlier proposed solutions to curb antisocial behavior, which included litter problems. Town Jason Heisted has been demanding action to have the park monitored and to bring in better behavior controls since he made a passionate appeal to council on February 14. I am passionate about it because it is our council job. When we get complaints or it's ongoing for a while, and this just isn't in the last couple of months. It has been going on for a couple of years, said Heisted on May 5. Heisted told the Alberton, numerous citizens have told him it's time to have a discussion about the problems and the required solutions for the park. And making sure it's a safe place for all people to come and go to the dog park and walk around Napoleon Lake, said Heisted, who walks to Centennial Park every morning. We need to work cooperatively with our bylaw, department, and our local RCMP detachment to make sure it's a safe place. And garbage, loitering and being abusive to people who may be telling young people to slow down because they are speeding and being reckless there is not condoned. Period. Heisted said one measure council can do is to increase fines around littering in the new updated community standards bylaw, which could be approved by council this week. He also wants increased signage at the park, as well as at Dodds Lake. The draft updated community standards bylaw calls for a $150 fine for a first littering offense, with a $250 hit for a second offense within 1 year. Third and subsequent offenses within a year jump up to $500. We have to have a structure in place for residents and visitors coming into our town who are utilizing these great spaces, said Heisted. If you communicate effectively with our community, through our policing committee and our bylaw, people will be happy with going to the park and feeling safe. Frankly, I am tired of it, disappointed at individuals who don't treat the area in a respectful manner.